Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Here's one of God's Ten Commandments that rings out clearly. Do not murder. Unfortunately, God's own chosen people violated this commandment again and again. One of those horrible violations involved child sacrifice. They were actually engaging in this horrible sin that was practiced by the pagan nations around them. Well, this is almost beyond belief. Yes, it is. But let's stop and think. Today we see the same sin committed in many places in the world. In fact, those living in our own culture are becoming the most guilty. We're aborting life in the womb. Research demonstrates that 4 in 10 American women end their pregnancies through abortion. In fact, in 1 year alone, over 1 million abortions were performed. Think of that. In God's sight, I believe this act of violence is just as evil as sacrificing children to the pagan idols. And today, our idols are selfishness, lack of moral restraint. One of the most dramatic illustrations happened to Elizabeth and Mary. When Mary greeted Elizabeth, John the Baptist was just entering the 6th month in her womb, and he recognized the presence and the divine identity of Jesus in Mary's womb just a few days after our Lord had been conceived. Well, without question, there was prenatal communication between John and Jesus. There was life in the womb. Yes, I personally believe that abortion is a violation of God's command, do not murder. But I also believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin, including the sin of abortion. If this applies to you, confess your sins to God and receive His forgiveness.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.